TKPN Pension Cast episode 242.
It's Memorial Day.
Today on the Pension Cast, Jillian Dansko, America's 20s, from the Beauties of America pageant.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Christina Smady, Miss Wisconsin 2009, and you're listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Thank you for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we have a great guest on today's show, America's 20s, Jillian Dansko, is on today's program. We're so pleased to have her be a part of our program today. She's a lovely gal, and you'll be hearing all about her in today's program. Well, it's been a big week for our new Miss USA, Rima Faqih. She went on David Letterman and did the top 10 list. My favorite was number 7. Teach children there's nothing you can't achieve when you're smart, dedicated, and really, really hot. I like that one. And number 1, of course, nice things for the elderly, which is why I'm visiting Dave. That's great stuff what she's going to do this year. Unfortunately, what she's been doing this year for real skis has been defending herself with some pole dancing pictures that have surfaced. Now, they're being talked about stripper 101, etc., and so on. My read of it is, first of all, the photos I saw, she had shorts and a t-shirt on. I didn't see her stripping, actually. And I do know that a lot of health clubs have stripper poles put in these days. So I don't know if it is as shocking as people are trying to make it into. However, I am getting sick of it, Miss USA, that I am constantly having to defend activities over there. Guys, why don't you calm down? Get a nice wholesome girl for another year. Kristen didn't get in trouble. Come on. Stop making my job so difficult over here. It does seem every time that I step forward and defend the Miss Universe or Miss USA system, another controversy comes forward. It's kind of hard to constantly defend an organization that seems bent on self-destruction. Oh, wait, that's Miss America. Anyway, it continues. Miss America has a big announcement coming this week on Fox and Friends. By the time you're hearing this, it's already occurred over on Fox and Friends with Caressa Cameron, Gretchen Carlson, and Sam Haskell III. If this is anything other than announcing the next network, my God, what is going on over there? Because they're making a big deal out of this big secret announcement. They really need to get that out there. I can imagine that fundraising is way down all over the system. I know a few that I have talked to, they've said interest has waned without being able to say, hey, we're going to be on, TLC. Well, you screwed that one up. So come on, we got to find something. Maybe the Speed Channel will take you. Hopefully they have an announcement. A lot of speculation out there that it's actually Fox News Channel, which I think would be absolutely hysterical. But not out of realm of possibility, I suppose. But it's going to be an interesting year out there. So make sure you tune in next week when I finally have the information in front of us and we can discuss it here on the Pageant Cast. Until then, let's get things started this week here on the Pageant Cast.
TKPNpodcast.com.
Audio feedback.
Hey, all you Pageant Cast podcast listeners. This is Christina Hughes, former Miss Connecticut USA, and I'm inviting you to follow me on Twitter at @Christina, KRISTINA, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. I look forward to you friending me and following me on Twitter. I will be sure to keep you posted on all the exciting things I have going on in my performing career. Thanks so much, everybody.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and you're lucky enough to catch us with America's 20s 2009 Jillian Dansko on the line with us. Hello, Jillian.
Hello, Tim.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I am fantastic. I always am when I get to talk to a beautiful young lady like yourself. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
Seven Hills, Ohio.
Seven Hills. Okay, where is it in Ohio?
Close enough to know that the Cavs just lost. I'm about 10 minutes south of Cleveland in a suburb.
Okay. So you're in Cleveland because Ohio has, I think, more large cities than any other state. It's something like that over a certain population. I read this somewhere. Anyway, so Jillian, tell us a little bit about what got you started in pageantry.
I started in pageantry when I was 17 years old, when I became eligible for the Miss America organization. I was formerly a dancer and volunteer for local pageants in the Miss America system. So that's how I began starting and went through my full reign through my Miss America years and moved on to Beauties of America.
Okay. What's your favorite phase of competition?
Well, it was swimsuit, but it's going to change the older and older I get.
Really?
For years, it was always swimsuit, just because I love going to the gym. I actually just got back from Zumba class. I take that a couple times a week. And I always just really enjoyed the preparations that went into it, the motivation it took. And I always did well in it, so I guess I enjoyed it because of that.
Okay. Now, Zumba, isn't that the thing that you hum into and it makes music?
No.
Oh, that's a kazoo.
Actually Latin dance workout classes.
Okay.
And a former dancer, it's really nice to be able to work out and dance at the same time.
Okay, so that's what drew you to it, was the music, is that it?
The dancing.
Okay. Well,
dancing for sure. It's all Latin dance, just like I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-oh, are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
Of course.
Well, okay, this is going to air before the finale. Do you have any predictions?
Well, I think Derek will win. However, I say Derek like he's a celebrity, but I just love Derek.
Okay.
But I really am cheering for Evan and Anna just because he's the underdog, and I love ice skating, so I have to go with Evan, but I think Nicole and Derek will win.
Okay, that's about the most political answer that could have possibly come out, because it's going to be one of those two.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, you kind of covered it both ways, so that was pretty impressive.
Thanks,
I have to say. Folks, be ready for that in the interview room to answer a yes and no question with yes and no.
They usually ask me.
So what type of appearances have you had this year? I heard you just finished judging Mrs. Pennsylvania and Maryland, United mm-hmm. States.
I've judged quite a bit of pageants throughout my reign this year in all different systems, so that's been really nice to experience all different types of pageantry.
Mm-hmm.
But most recently, I judged my first Mrs. pageant, and that was Mrs. Maryland and Mrs. Pennsylvania, United States. And that was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, so I made the 8-hour drive and got to stop at Hershey, PA as well and get a little chocolate fix in. But it was really great because the director of the system actually is a local contestant in Beauties of America this year.
Okay.
So it was really great getting to catch up with her, and there were also other ladies from BOA there as well that will be competing in this upcoming year.
Well, that's fantastic. I think one of the real cool things about Beauties of America are the friendships that you get to make, not only with the people you compete against directly, but all the other competitors that are in the other divisions.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I had met a girl from Virginia, actually, at Beauties of America last year, And she actually drove up to Cleveland and stayed for a week with me. So I took her around the city, and we had just met at orientation. We had no prior, acknowledgement of each other. So I think that's just a true testament to the pageant of how girls really do make lasting friendships there.
Okay. Now, Cleveland, now that Geauga Lake is gone, what is there to do in Cleveland?
Well, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For people that come out of town, everyone wants to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but in my former job, I hosted a lot of events there, so the good thing is I get free tickets, but...
Ooh. So you're the person to know in Cleveland when you're coming through town.
Locals always do that, right? Best thing about Cleveland, though, is the food. Not a lot to do, but amazing cuisine. So if you're a big foodie like me, and my friend was, I took her around to the typical, Cleveland food and to the West Side Market. They have some homemade crepes and all that fun stuff.
Is there any particular dish that Cleveland is known for?
Pierogies, of course.
Pierogies. Oh, I love pierogies.
Polish pierogies.
So what do you get in your pierogies?
Potato and cheese.
Potato and cheese. Yeah, I love that.
Number one.
I make this sour cream sauce that... I don't know if this is all that spectacular, but I make a sour cream sauce that I put on top of my pierogi. But you take sour cream and you basically dump as much sugar as you can possibly get in there. You mix it up.
I do either sour cream or I do, I can't believe it's not butter and sugar, but I've never done both together.
No,
I'll have to try that.
I dump almost as much sugar as there is sour cream into a bowl and just keep whipping it up, and it's this incredible. It's basically, I think, sweet cream by the time I'm done with it.
I think I'm very enticed by this, and I might have to try it.
It's fantastic. It really is. Hey, we're going to take a break, Jillian. We're going to be coming back with more from our Beauties of America's 20s, Jillian Dansko, in just a moment. Stay tuned, folks.
Now it's time to go to the amazing Atron. We visit pageantry websites and blogs and count the word amazing.
Today we go to one of my long-term friends, Rebecca Crossan, and it's Hip to Give. You can find it at hip2give.blogspot.com. Let's see how many amazings we find on her blog. Here's Rebecca Crossan, and it's Hip to Give.
Now let's get the results.
Amazing.
One amazing with Rebecca Crossanet. It's Hip to Give.
If you would like to be the voice of the amazing Atron, record your voice saying the word amazing and send it to us at pageantcast@gmail.com.
Today's amazing was brought to you by Jessica Walter. I've noticed that a lot of you that are listeners to the PageantCast have already taken advantage of our discount with this next sponsor, Petco. They're the leading specialty retailer of premium pet food supplies and services. Now, they have over 10,000 different products out there that you can choose from. Everything you need to take great care of your pet. And as a lot of you already know, you can save more because you're a listener to the PageantCast. You just type in the discount code of Pageant. Very simple to remember. Pageant, P-A-G-E-A-N-T. And you'll get 10% off and free shipping for any order of $65 or more. But what if you have a quick purchase that you need to make and don't have time to put together a $65 order? Easy. Just type in Pageant 10, Pageant, P-E-A-N-T, 1-0-1-0. And you will get the 10% discount with no minimum order. Now, you do pay for shipping on that. Now, you can check out the details on the PageantCast website, or you can use the links that we have there as well on our discount tab. Check it out, Petco.com. The PageantCast is a paid affiliate of Petco.
Hi, I'm Donny Osmond, and I perform here in Las Vegas at the Flamingo almost every night with my sister. And as you know, family is very important to me. It's also an important part of the 2010 census. You see, the information you provide will help your community get the federal funding and representation in Congress that it deserves. You can go to my website, donny.com, and click on the 2010 census logo for more information. Or you can visit 2010census.gov. Thank you.
Pageant Publication Preview.
Well, today we look at the newly delivered Savvy 10. Issue number 10 just came. This is the one with the cover with Anna Lynn McCord from the new version of 90210. When 90210 came out the first time, I think it was one of the earlier shows that Fox came out with. I always thought, well, this is kind of a throwaway show. It'll be on for a couple of weeks and nobody will ever know about it. Little did I know it'd be rebooted. Just totally shocking to me. Anyway, went through the Savvy issue number 10, and there is a ton of product and style stories in there. Not a whole lot of pageantry related information. There is a one page article about Carissa Cameron, our new Miss America, but it's primarily about just the Miss America pageant over the years. You can kind of tell that they left things open so they could get her name in there at the last minute before their deadline. Savvy Girl is Megan Clemente. She was a Miss Florida USA. There is an article about Amanda Seyfried and Julianne Erdez, the Miss Nevada USA, is in there. And they did name the Savvy Tony Bowles model search winner, which is Elizabeth Bryson, who lives right here in Wisconsin. So congratulations to her. That's Savvy issue number 10.
Hi, this is Deborah Wright, Mrs. Galaxy International 2009, and I hope you're listening to the Pageant Cast each week. And I'd like to wish you Tierra Dream.
This next tune comes from an artist that is no stranger to the Pageant Cast, but it's a new tune for us. It comes off their album Stentorian. The name of the artist is Anemo, and the name of the song, She's Not Me. You can find this song at musicalley.com. Here's Anemo with She's Not Me.
She'll always be more eloquent than me as I try my best to digest this dictionary. Being born first sometimes is hard to lead. Watching everything you do so well, know so well, tell so well. Being second would have been more fitting, but you breeze through his book with no second guessing. You shame the devil with your right white light. I slip into my shadow, give up the fight. I love you best when you're drunk and your plans fall apart and you're set free. And we act like we should and I don't have to think before I speak. Then all we do is play together. You lose your brilliant mind, but still hate you from last week. All of my doubts creep in with the leaves under my door as I try to keep my morals from falling off my sleeve. But from time to time, I watch them leave. I can't get out of bed in the morning. I don't see the point. I like to go with the feeling of something, but still stay immature. And I love you best when we're drunk and your plans fall apart and you're set free. And we laugh like we should and I don't have to think before I speak. Then all we do is play together and to act your agency. I want you to lose your free. Of all I've yet to learn, spinning round and down as I'm outwitted as you steal. You deliver the punchline for me. So I don't see the point, 'cause when I'm almost there, you take your share. Pretend that I don't really care. I'm almost there, you take your share. Pretend that I don't really care. I'm almost there, you take your share. And I pretend that I don't really care. I love you best when you're drunk and your plans fall apart and you're set free. And we act like we should, and I don't have to think before I speak. Then all we do is play together and you act your agencies. I want you to lose your brilliant mind, but to hate you from last week. I love you best when you're drunk.
What an incredibly busy week it's been. Okay, let's take a look at the Facebook wall, and we say hi to E.D. Martin, Melissa Dilbenke, Frank Lemira, Calvin Carlson, Holly Ernst, Abby Luther, Tori Roberts, Ariane Davis, Irvetta McMurtry, Riley Wharton, Carrie Baker, Jillian Dansko, Deborah Gilmore, Jennifer Reed, Erica Heinrich, Michelle Wagner, Jennifer Soto Rinaldi, and Sarah Bertrand. In email, say hi to Gina Freeman, Jordan Dawkins, and Nirvetta McMurtry. Thanks so much for those nice emails. And Twitter mentions from Hector Joaquin, Venom Miami, Pageant Update, Melissa Cole Show, Miss Amy Lou Four, Hip to Give, Rebecca Crossan, Lindsay Clausen, The Daily Blonde, Lucy in the Sky IH, Caitlin Morrell, Miss Wisconsin USA 2010, Miss America Live, and thanks for the chat, Audrey Lawrence, and the phone calls, Charissa Pear, Deborah Gilmore, and Jillian Dansko. Thanks so much, and we'll be talking to you more next week. And remember to stay social with us on Facebook, Twitter, and through emails.
Leave voicemail and comments for Tim and the Pageant Cast. Call 414-517-4908 and let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Haley Catherine Colasurto, Ms. New York American Image 2009, wishing you Tierra Dream.
We're back here at the Pageant Cast with the beautiful, stunning, gorgeous Jillian Dansko, America's 20s. Jillian, thanks for waiting through the break there. When we were last talking about Cleveland, one of the things I'd like to know is Ohio. How is Ohio for the beauty pageant scene? Is it very competitive?
I wish there were more pageants, actually. Mm-hmm. Competitive, yes. We have a lot of great girls. A lot of girls that go to states, but we only have Miss America and Miss USA in the state. There's not a lot of local pageants, or, you know, there's not a Beauties of America state pageant. There's not a Galaxy state pageant. So unfortunately, we don't have a lot of pageants. We're a big sports state.
Okay. Now, is there a lot of gown shops or coaches and that sort of thing?
No, there's actually only two gown shops in Ohio that I would consider carrying pageant gowns.
Right.
So thank goodness for the internet.
Actually, a buddy of mine and I go to a mall to eat lunch each day in one of those food courts, and we walked past a gown shop that just closed up this past week because prom season is over. And I was like,
Oh, that's all they have is prom.
They only stay open for prom, and that's it. So in
I'm
downtown,
very down obsessed. So well, I can guarantee you I've seen the pageant stores in Ohio.
Fantastic. Well, you probably enjoyed it then, going out to Myrtle Beach and getting to see some of the Carolina gown scene out there as well. Tell us, what do you think it was that made you able to succeed out there at Beauties of America?
Before I went, I had trained myself every day and prepped myself, dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's. I went there with the anticipation that I would have a photo shoot Sunday morning, and I made it my goal to make sure that that was what I was going to be doing Sunday morning, was at the Queen's photo shoot. I didn't focus on my competition. I focused on myself and my own strengths and my own weaknesses. And I feel as a competitor, once you learn your weaknesses is when you really can succeed, because you're aware of what you need to work on and what you need to overcompensate for.
Okay. Now, what was your favorite part of the Beauties of America experience that weekend?
There was so much. I really liked going to Planet Hollywood with all the girls, going in the limo, being able to have all the different age divisions mixed at dinners were really fun. But I also really enjoy the organization of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I like to dot my I's and cross my T's. So to me, the Beauties did that as a director standpoint as well. Everything was on target, on time, and that's how I liked to see a pageant and how I like to compete.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, the correct answer, by the way, to that was meeting you, Tim, at the event. But, you know, we'll...
Actually getting on podcast at the pageant and getting a fabulous photo with you.
I'll just edit that other stuff out.
And having you update all my friends on Facebook that I won.
Your friends were clogging up my Facebook page, I'll tell you. This young lady has a lot of Facebook friends, and they were watching both my website and my Facebook, because within seconds of the end of the pageant, I ran over to where there was Wi-Fi, and it was all this, what happened going on over there. It was a lot of fun.
Because all my Ohio pageant friends, my best friends in the world, are all from pageants, so we keep our close tabs on each other.
Well, that's good. Now, you also took a trip in January to see Miss America. How was that?
Amazing. Not only was Miss America amazing, but the hotel and the buffets were equally amazing. I absolutely loved being there. I actually took a trip with my mom, so it was a good mother-daughter trip. And then we met up with America 30's Jessica Cassidy for a few days.
So where did you stay while there in Vegas?
The Bellagio.
Oh, well, of course. Has to be fabulous.
Amazing.
Now, you do know on my show, I count how many times people say amazing, and we use the amazing attraction.
Amazing. How about that with the A-H at the beginning?
That's perfect. Perfect. Well, now, that was held in Planet Hollywood, as I recall. Mm-hmm. How are your seats?
They were awful. I was in the very back row up against the wall, to the point where you had to climb over a row just to get to my row. That's how far back it was. It didn't have its own entrance aisleway.
Okay.
So I automatically made friends with the usher and became a seat filler on one night.
Okay.
Got moved up a little bit.
Well, you're cute. They're going to push you toward the front.
I really tried, and I got moved up every single night, even if I had to watch a little in the back.
Yeah.
Finals was the toughest, but by the second commercial break, I eyed up an usher, and we got moved down about 40 rows. So we were still in the back, but I had a little bit of air because we were so far back that you couldn't even breathe where we were to begin with. But
well, that's great. I know when I went to Miss America, it was the first year they were in Vegas, and I loved the prelim nights because whenever the ushers weren't looking, we would sneak up about 10 rows at a crack. And all of a sudden, there you were.
Exactly.
It was like a horror movie. You know, you turn your back and Michael Myers is off a mile away. You turn again and he's right on top of you. That was us in the seats. It was a lot
of fun.
Thank
goodness for the TV screens they had and the binoculars that I knew to bring.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I have made the argument that the best seat in the house for those is sitting at home and watching it on TV, to be quite honest. But
it really is.
Unfortunately, they don't broadcast the prelims, and in the case of Miss America, we don't know if they're going to be having the actual pageant on the air next year yet. So,
yeah, not yet.
Yeah, nothing yet. So we'll find out about that in the future. Hey, before we let you go, is there anything you want to make my listeners aware of about your year of service, Jillian?
Well, actually, I tried to do a great job of promoting the system to get new contestants interested in Beauties of America. I think it's extremely important as a national title holder to open up new eyes to the system.
Mm-hmm.
And Beauties of America is a system that I would like to see new girls try. It's something that I've put on the top of my to-do list, and I have succeeded in piquing a lot of girls' interest in the system who would normally have not continue to compete after their years in Miss America or Miss USA. So I hope to see a lot of new faces at Beauties of America this year, and I don't look forward to crowning any new faces, but I do look forward to the week there with all my friends and sister queens.
Well, that's fantastic. And you'll see at least one old face because I'll be there again. So
yay.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, I mean,
and
what would it be?
I want one of the first interviews.
Okay, yeah, well... You'll have no problem getting a hold of me. There will be no problem there. Jillian, it's been an absolute wonder to get to talk to you again, and looking forward to seeing you in Myrtle Beach in, what is it, August, right?
August.
So we'll see you there, if not earlier, because you're floating all around the Midwest making appearances. And you have one of the better blogs out there, everybody. Check out her blog. We'll be putting a link to it out on our show notes. Jillian Dansko, America's 20s, 2009. Thanks, Jillian.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Hey, you might have heard about this. The Pageant Cast is providing a beautiful pair of multicolored rhinestone oval earrings. If you'd like to win, list or buy at least one item at the House of Pageantry between May 18th and June 18th. And you will be entered to win. The winner will be announced June 19th. That's at the House of Pageantry, www.houseofpageantry.com.
Pageant Cast.
Well, that's it. That's it for us today here on the Pageant Cast. Hope you enjoyed the show. I know that you loved hearing from Jillian Dansko, America's 20s, 2009. And of course, I'm going to be out there at the Beauties of America Pageant coming up in August. And looking forward to meet all of you listeners at that event. Really looking forward to it big time. Also, we're going to be going to the international pageants in Chicago again at the end of July. Looking forward to meeting any of you listeners at that event as well. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Here's hoping that Miss USA can stay out of the headlines for at least 1 week. And until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.